bounding wins. I think part 133. Is that what we're on? Is 133?
Yes.
Wow. 133 abounding wins, part 133. I don't even know if it's a series anymore. It's just become just the way we're living and learning. But it is all about abounding. It's all about abounding. It's about winning. And so the Lord told me to give you this morning what he gave me, an authentic faith, righteousness, and grace booster. It's a booster coming. It's not to beat you down. It's a booster. And if it applies to you, again, just receive it. If not, hold it, because you might have to give it to somebody. And but today I want to talk to you about killing the would-be hypocrite. And I guess there's no other way to do it but just to jump right into it, huh?
Amen.
On April 2nd, which I believe was yesterday, I was at the post of his doors. It's about 7 o'clock in the morning. It's actually 7:02. I was inquiring of the Lord to why certain changes I've been waiting on haven't been made. And in my inquiry, I discovered that, to be honest with you, there was a hypocrite that was lodging in my old man. A hypocrite is one who has been soiled with sin, with unrighteousness. The hypocrite doesn't want to really change, to be loved and received. They just want to be loved in their flaws and in their imperfections. The hypocrite doesn't hold him or herself accountable. They hold everybody else around them accountable for their actions. They typically want change without changing. So today, we will take another step forward to being in authentic faith. Whatever place that you may be trying to hold on to, that God wants to deliver you from, you have to let him possess the gate. The reason being is the hypocrite that may be at home in you, will never allow, listen to this, the temperament of Christ to have preeminence. This is one of the reasons why we haven't become pillars, as Javon talked to us about, becoming pillars. We aren't pillars who are set in the temple of our God. This is one of the reasons why we come in and go out, and we can't remain. So if there is a bit of a hypocrite in you, then you have to be aware of it and let him possess the gate of the hypocrite. And you'll understand what a hypocrite is more as we get into this message. If you do, you will increase even the more, the Lord told me. He said, as you receive it and you see any area of hypocrisy that you might be living in, you'll increase even the more in authentic faith, authentic righteousness, and an authentic grace. And so here we go. In the book of Proverbs, chapter 11, verse number 9, it says, a hypocrite with his mouth destroyeth his neighbor, but through knowledge shall the just be delivered. If you can hear me, just say amen.
Amen.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure you're there. Through knowledge, the just shall be delivered. It's through the knowledge or the awareness that deliverance is going to be made manifest. Again, if this is for you, let it be for you. Don't shun the awareness, just receive it. Just receive it if you got to, just receive it. And so I was there talking to the Lord, and I was looking to find out why certain things aren't being changed. I was trying to figure out, I've been waiting on certain things to be made manifest, to become stronger in. And I just was just really inquiring, and the Lord just really told me. I mean, he made it really plain. He said, you want change, but you haven't changed. You haven't received it. You hold on to things, and the way that you're holding on to them, he said, it will never invoke change. It will never take place. He said, it's hypocrisy. You want the change that you want, but you know that there are changes that you need for me to make in you, but you're not receiving those changes, but yet you're looking for something to change. And I said, wow. I said, wow, that's really, really something. I said, I see it plainly. And when you start to realize this, it's still a place where you're moving, where I was moving in my own temperament. I wasn't allowing the temperament of God to come in and to alleviate. I had grown so strong in my own opinions and the way that I do things and the way that I live that it was blocking the changes that I want God to make. And so I'll try to be as open as I can. The word hypocrite, it means one that is soiled with sin. It means impious. The word impious, now watch this. This is why God is bringing this to our attention. I believe this is why he brought it to mind, because in my hypocrisy, I was impious. And what impious means is godless and faithless. If you hold on to anything that you believe and that you're not willing to really let God make changes in, it's an area where faith is not growing. It's an area, it could be an area in you that it's actually faithless and it is godless. Why? Because you're the one that's in control. You're the one that is stuck in his way or her way. You're stuck in your way and you're not allowing God in certain areas. This could be you, that you're not allowing him to really come in and really, really, really place his temperament there to bring deliverance, because perhaps you're holding on to something. You're holding on to it. The Greek definition for hypocrite means an actor. Listen to this, an actor under an assumed character. It's a stage player. I know it sounds harsh, but the truth of it is that if there be a part of you that is hypocritical, then the part of you is also faithless, and the part of you that's faithless is also godless. You see, the hypocritical part of us is an actor, and I thought about this. This is really powerful, the definition. Actor under an assumed character. Mm. Assumed character. Think about that. We become actors under an assumed character. In other words, I'm not even under the temperament. I'm under a whole nother character. This means it's not the real you. It's not the real me. It's if it's not under the temperament of God. Why? Because we've been created in his image. Yeah. But there's often times in our lives that we take on this assumed character, and we won't let the character of God really come in and dictate and control certain areas. I want change in this change I've been waiting for. But the hypocrisy I was under was blocking the change. I can't want change and not change, because change brings forth change. So there's an area that the Lord showed me and I discovered. I can't hold over someone else's head to change if I'm being hypocritical in the matter. That the temperament of God is not there. There's no anointing to provoke change because of hypocrisy at times. We can't hold on to things. We've got to be a people that will open up completely and let God really do a diligent search. So it means it's not the real you. If it's not under the temperament of God, for you and I were created in the image of God, not this poser that the devil wrote into the script of our faith life.
Amen.
We don't have to hold on to any. We can trust God. We can be like Paul and count everything but dung. We really can. I'm only speaking to those that might be holding on to something, but not really allowing God to come in to really minister and place his temperament over the circumstance and set you free and provoke the changes that you've been looking for. In the book of Matthew, chapter 7, and I'm not going to be long today, but it's going to be impactful for those that have ears to hear. In Matthew, chapter 7, verses 1-5, it says, "Judge not that you be not judged. For with what judgment you judge, you shall be judged. And with what measure you meet, it shall be measured to you again. And why beholdest the mote that is in thy brother's eye?" Watch this, guys. "But considerest not the beam that is in thine own eye? Or how wilt thou say to thy brother, let me pull out the mote of thine eye, and behold, a beam is in thine own eye? Thou hypocrite, first cast out the beam out of thine own eye, and then shalt thou see clearly to cast out the mote out of thy brother's eye. See, I looked up the word beam, and watch this. It means through the idea of holding up a stick of timber, beam. So first, the first definition suggests that it actually sounds like a post. It's something that holds it up. The beam, you're holding up something in your eye. It's holding a false gate. It's holding a false gate. It's a pseudo gate. Watch this. It also means, the word beam also means to receive favorably, to give ear to embrace. Whatever it is, sometimes we hold on to, we receive it favorably. We give ear to it. We listen to it. We allow it to have ministry in us. We allow it to dictate and to convince us to why we shouldn't let something go or change this or change that. There's an embracing that we have over in the area when we become hypocritical. We embrace the wrong things. We make one's own. It means you made it your own. No one can come in here. This is me. This is my space. God, you got all that out there. You can't have this too. I made it my own. I approve of it. I don't reject it. That's a being. That you allow the word to come in and minister, but you're still holding on to a place or places where you're not rejecting the fact that it's wrong or it's not of God.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
It's a being.
Wow, wow,
and it's
wow.
A post. It becomes something that is, you're holding it up. You're protecting it. It's a beam. But yet you want changes to come around you. And this doesn't just deal with changing in relationships with people. This deals with change in our lives, to where faith can tag grace and produce manifestation of all kinds. But hypocrisy oftentimes keeps us at a 30-fold. We'll be blessed if we touch 60-fold. But God is calling TGM up to 100-fold. So we have to allow God not to enter in the hypocritical areas that we might be living in. I've opened myself completely up. I don't want that. He has preeminence in doing every single thing in my life to correct me wherever he sees fit. There will be no hypocrisy in me. I won't hold a hypocritical oath, if you will. I won't hold on to what I feel. I will reject that which God is rejecting out of me.
Yes, God.
I won't favor the lie. I won't give ear, and I won't embrace it either.
Hallelujah.
This gate is coming down. This post is coming down. He will possess it. It will be a gate for a gate, but there won't be any hypocrisy here. There won't be. I saw so many angles and areas of hypocrisy as I was worshiping and at the post of his doors. It was hard, but then I opened up and I received it. And only thing I could do was cry, because he's digging that deep to deliver me and to bring me into a place that's truly pleasing unto him. And the changes I'm waiting for, God Almighty, I'm going to see them come. I'm going to watch God repair the broken places, the waste places of my life. I'm going to watch him. I'm going to watch him restore the breach and give me paths to dwell in. The beam is coming down here. The beam that the hypocrite has sounds like a pseudo gate, post, and door. It's something inside of you that you might be holding on to. You receive it, you favor it, and you won't reject it. It may be a way of thinking. It may be a way that you are living. Whatever it is, it's an obvious gate that Christ wants to possess. We can't allow hypocrisy, because we might have been soiled in sin. It's an area that's soiled. The word soil means stained. And normally when you get stains, they're hard to get out. And it's changed the way that you think. It's changed the way that you're moving. It's changed the way that you decipher the word, that the word can't really enter there because there's a stain. But God can even wash that out. He's a refiner's fire and a fuller soap. He can clean it. He can clean the areas that seem to be stained in your life and in my life. He can clean it. Trust me now. He can clean out hypocrisy. He can. He absolutely, positively can. Hey. It's just about receiving. I heard Elder Donna talking about receiving. Receiving, and I heard Evangelist Benita talk about really receiving. Only thing you have to do is receive his instruction when you're at the post of the door, and even hypocrisy falls. The areas that you held on to will break. In the book of Psalms, chapter 66, verse 18, it says, if I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. And I looked up the word regard here, and the word regard means to advise self. To advise self. If I'm advising self, there's an area in me where I am advising myself against the word, or not in agreement with the word. If I'm good ground, it affects the mind agreeably. If I'm advising myself,
Jesus,
that's where hypocrisy lies. Jesus. In my own advice is where hypocrisy is. Where I'm not allowing the temperament of the Lord and the mannerism of the Lord or the mindset of the Lord to come in a situation to truly uproot the hypocrisy, because I advise myself, and that's how I protect my hypocrisy. It's because I give myself counsel. We give ourselves counsel to why we are okay doing this or going that way or feeling this way. We advise ourselves and we build up the reasoning, if you will, within ourselves of why. And the word is having a hard time penetrating areas, and it's causing a deficit, if you will. It's causing, it's stopping the increase of authentic faith. There's no way you can be in hypocrisy in an area of your life and call it faith too. It's not faith. It's your own advice. What you're doing is having faith in yourself and not faith in God. Hypocrisy. So I regard iniquity in my heart. I regard it. I advise myself there. You see, this is where the problem really lies. When we've been soiled with unrighteousness somewhere, we advise ourselves on how to maintain our opinions or point of views. We protect what we don't want to change, though it needs changing. And you got to be willing to open up. You got to be willing to let God go all the way in to bring you all the way out. You've got to be willing to allow him to minister to any area of hypocrisy, any area. It's powerful, this hypocrisy. It holds power. Look at what Job 34 and 30 says. It says that the hypocrite reign not, lest the people be ensnared. When hypocrisy reigns in your area, an area of your life, you're ensnared. If hypocrisy is reigning, I heard the Holy Ghost say this, and it's in the note. If hypocrisy is reigning, then grace is not reigning.
Jesus.
Grace can't reign where hypocrisy is reigning.
Jesus.
That the hypocrite reign not. Don't let any hypocrisy or hypocritical way in your life that you might be in. It might not be for you, but I saw where it was for me. And if it's stopping the grace that is supposed to be moving with faith, then it's got to go. I don't want anything holding up the reflection, let alone hypocrisy. That the hypocrite reign not, lest the people be ensnared. I didn't want to be ensnared anymore. I didn't want to be in a trap. So when he showed it to me, I really received it. I really did receive it. I said, you know what? I see it plain.
Jesus.
I see it plain. Anybody that's of good judgment Oh, hallelujah, that has good judgment.
Thank you, Father.
That you might be in a tiff with, that you might be going through with, but they can judge and they can see that you really haven't changed, that you've been hypocritical, and they're holding on to what they know about you. Yet they keep you. They you're still around. And you're wanting to change them and cause them to change it and to see you, to receive you. Man, that's a person you want to keep around. That's a person that you want to keep around. That's a relationship you don't want to lose. That's a relationship you don't want to let go of.
Amen. Amen.
You don't want to let go of that person. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Come on, lift your hands for a minute. I feel the Holy Ghost. Glory be to God. Yes, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
The Lord doesn't want us ensnared in any which way, shape, and form. He doesn't want us trapped by hypocrisy to where there might be a stain on your life, but God is saying, I want to clean you. I want to wash you and make you white as snow. I want to put the robe of righteousness around you. I want to cover your entire life, not just the areas that you're giving me liberty to come into. But when you come to the post of my doors, I'm going to reveal all to you. Hallelujah. I'll leave nothing out if you allow me.
Hallelujah.
Because I will not have you ensnared, and hypocrisy will not reign. Grace has been ordained to reign in your life by faith. If the hypocrite reigns, grace isn't reigning. The hypocrite is a direct assault against faith and grace and righteousness. The spirit of the hypocrite is a direct assault against faith, grace, and righteousness. It's a trap that ensures, that ensnares us and causes us to forfeit this bi-directional blessing of salvation and success. It's a trap. And the enemy knows it. He knows it. And that's why he builds cases in our lives, and he fortifies these cases. Every time we give ourselves advice, the case to stay where we are and how we are is built and strengthened. But God's saying, I want to tear it down. I want to tear down that pseudo gate. I want to tear down your opinions. And I want to give you my facts. I want to give you my temperament. So change can truly come. When you see the hypocrite, watch this now. This is going to bless somebody. When you see the hypocrite, you're free from the hypocrite. Watch this here. And I'm about to close here in Luke chapter 13, verses 10 through 17. And he was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath. And behold, there was a woman which had a spirit of infirmity 18 years and was bowed together and could in no wise lift up herself. And when Jesus saw her, he called her to him and said unto her, woman, thou art loosed from thine infirmity. And he laid his hands on her, and immediately she was made straight and glorified God. And the ruler of the synagogue answered with indignation, because that Jesus had healed on the Sabbath day, and said unto the people, there are 6 days in which men ought to work. This is what the ruler of the synagogue said. In them, therefore, come and be healed, and not on the Sabbath day. The Lord then answered him and said, thou hypocrite. Doth not each one of you on the Sabbath loose his ox or his ass from the stall and lead him away to watering? And ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan hath bound, lo, these 18 years, be loosed from this bond on the Sabbath day? Listen to this. And when he had said these things, all his adversaries were ashamed, and all the people rejoiced for all the glorious things that were done by him. I see that word all.
Hallelujah.
All. I see it twice. All. That includes the ruler of the synagogue. Watch this now. All. They all rejoiced. What? Why? Because why? He pointed out hypocrisy. He pointed it out. So when his adversaries saw their hypocrisy, they were ashamed. When you see it, you'll become ashamed. I'm trying to tell somebody something. When you feel that shame, don't worry. It's not condemnation. It's just recognition. You'll be ashamed of it for a moment, but watch this. They went from being ashamed to rejoicing. It went from being ashamed about what they saw. When you see the hypocrisy that you might be in, you'll be ashamed of it, but then it'll transfer into rejoicing. The Bible doesn't say that they left and went their way, but the Bible does say that all the people rejoiced. It was the next verse down that he starts this. Watch this. The next verse right after, if you read after verse 17 and you read, he starts to preach how the kingdom grows. It starts as a grain of mustard seed. Basically, he was saying, I planted in you. Now, because I've got uprooted hypocrisy, I moved it out. The kingdom, he starts to announce how kingdom growth happens. Now that the hypocrite's gate had been possessed, kingdom, watch this. When the hypocritical gate is possessed, kingdom can fully flourish.
Hallelujah.
It's amazing that he went right into that, and I should have probably took the scriptures down, but you can read it for yourself. Right after they rejoiced, he started to preach on how kingdom grows. It starts off as a grain of mustard seed. And what happened here today, I spoke a word and they were ashamed. That speaks of deliverance. That speaks of God giving them a heart to repent. He broke them down. He said, listen, you get your animals out and you take them to water on the Sabbath day. This woman can't be healed on the Sabbath day. Oh, you hypocrites. You hypocrites. Now, if they weren't getting delivered, they would have never been ashamed. Yeah. And that's one thing that we have to be able to receive at the post of his doors. You're going to be ashamed of some things, but my goodness, your sorrow will turn into joy. Trust me when I tell you, you're going to be ashamed when you see it, when you see different areas that he's exposing in your life. But then you will rejoice with great joy. And kingdom is growing and expanding. You see, hypocrisy, seriously, hypocrisy is a direct assault against kingdom. It's a direct assault against God manifesting his ways of doing things. No more areas where the character or temperament of Christ couldn't dwell. Authentic faith in grace and righteousness. They get their boost when the would-be hypocrite gets killed. It gets a boost when hypocrisy dies in you, faith and grace, righteousness catch a boost. Areas in your life that were not yet covered by faith get covered when you let the Lord reveal, when you let him see. So do you have that assumed character in control somewhere? Is that actor in control somewhere? Because if it is, that's hypocrisy. Is there an area that you're judging yourself and you're your own rule and judge and you're your own instruction? Is there an area in you that you're not letting him in? If it be so, that is hypocrisy. And when hypocrisy rules, the people are ensnared. So how do I get rid of it? I just allow him to open my eyes. I allow him to show me in full, where am I being a hypocrite? Where do I have hypocrisy? Where am I being my own rule and my own judge? Where am I giving my own self-advice on why I don't have to change? That's hypocrisy. What am I saying? Oh, I'm young. I have time. I have time. I can live my life like this. I can do this. Ah, that's hypocrisy. That's hypocrisy. Nobody's being hurt by this. This isn't bothering anybody. Hypocrisy. Anytime you're self-advising, you're a hypocrite. And that's just the facts. So I open myself up and I pray that you do the same to where God can advise through Christ at the post of his doors, that he can instruct you. The word instruct means discipline. Just let him in everywhere. Don't let any area of your life be hypocritical, because Amen. It's just an ensnarement and it stops the power of grace. Amen. I was talking to our mom and Elder Allie the other day, and that helped me. It helped me because we all were talking about areas in our flesh that we were just cutting up. God trying to tell mom to come on, it's time, let's do this. And she's finding ways not to, or why she can't, or she still got time. I'm feeling certain ways that I had my time last week where I was just, boy, I was cutting up my flesh. I was self-advising. And in that moment, I was under hypocrisy. That quick. Advising myself to why I don't feel like getting in the rainbow. I deserve a day. I deserve some time. Let me be by myself for a minute. What in the world is that? That was so hypocritical. So hypocritical. And we were just discussing different ways, and we don't understand how fast we move and get into a place of hypocrisy. And it's because of a soiling, believe it or not. We're soiled in certain ways. There's stains on us that side of us can shut down and give reason why we don't go any further, don't go to the post. And there's a stain there. There's a stain. I don't know what it might be, but it's something dealing in the flesh. I don't know what to call it. But that which I want to do, that Paul was talking about hypocrisy. That which I don't want to do, I find myself doing. That which I don't want to, that's a part of, that's hypocrisy. Okay. Oh, wretched man, who shall deliver me from the bond of this death? That because Paul was in areas of Paul, it was hypocritical. Self-advising. Doing that which he didn't want to do. But Paul said it like this. He said, listen, that ain't me. He separated himself from the hypocrite. He said, I serve God in the law of my mind. That's where I'm serving God. So I find a law. There's another law at work in my members. Hypocrisy is of the flesh, people of God.
Yes, it is.
It's of the flesh. There's nothing that God has nothing to do with it. And that means where that's alive, that means faith isn't. So we have to allow God to minister to areas so we can kill it. We don't put the flesh to sleep. We kill it.
Amen.
We kill it. Amen. We mortify the deeds of our body. Because hypocrisy lives, I believe, this is my personal belief, I believe there's a bit of hypocrisy that lives in all of us. That it can be rooted out, though.
Yes, thank her.
Jesus had no hypocrisy whatsoever. How did he stay away from it? He never advised himself. He said, I always do what I hear my father and what I see him do. He never advised himself, ever. And so he was never ensnared. And that's why he was the giver of all grace, because grace could channel and flow through him easily. He had no ensnarements. No hypocritical oaths and that he was tied to.
Thank you, Jesus.
And so I don't know. I found mine and I'm grateful for it. And I'm never looking back and I'm never going back. I'm going to allow him to minister to me to fully, fully change my thinking. So I align myself and he aligns me rather with his thoughts. And that's all I want. And I want change. I want things better in my life.
Amen, God.
I want them better. I want it better in my marriage. I want to be a better father. I want to be a better man. I really and truthfully do. So I have to open up for him to minister to areas that I was hypocritical in. And that's basically all I have for you today. So now, this is what happens. No more areas where the character or temperament of Christ can't dwell. Authentic faith, authentic grace, and authentic righteousness, they're going to catch a boost. They'll catch a boost when the hypocrite gets killed. You'll have more room for faith. You'll have more room for grace. No areas where faith and grace can't flow. And so that's all I got. I pray it found you blessed. I pray it helped you out. I really do. I really, really do. I pray it got you in ways that you needed. We bless you. We bless you, Lord.
Hallelujah, God.
We bless you, Jesus. We bless you. We bless you. We bless you. See, I want change. As I stated to you before, I want change. I do. I want things better.
Yes, God.
I want things better than they were in every area of my life. In every area. Oh, God, yes. Father, so we open ourselves up to you. We open ourselves entirely up to you, open to you, Lord God. We open up to you right now. We say that there's no place that you can't minister to us. We open up, Lord God, and we say there's absolutely nothing that you can't say to us. You have all preeminence in speaking in any area. Lord, if there be anything hypocritical in us, if we act as hypocrites, Lord God, if we make up reasons to why we do what we do, help us, Jesus, to see it. Yeah, we'll be ashamed for a minute, but we will rejoice. It will yield the peaceable fruit of righteousness. That's what your chastisement does. Yes, Lord God, we'll see it. We'll have perhaps a godly sorrow. Because godly sorrow does work repentance. It does bring forth righteousness. But at least open our eyes to areas that we might have been hypocritical in. That we've been advising ourselves, Lord God. Somehow blocking and putting a barricade around areas and situations of our lives. Well, take down that post. Exchange a gate for a gate. Open us, Lord Jesus, I pray. And open our eyes, Lord God, to the absolute truth.
Yes, Jesus.
Help us not to make up excuses any longer to why we do the things that we shouldn't be doing. Help us not to protect. Help us, Lord God, not to shield it. But help us, Lord God. Help us, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
To allow the rhema word to expose and to destroy every hypocritical thing about us. No more ensnarements, Master. No more. No more, Jesus. Finish what you've started. Completely finish what you've started. We give you praise for it. Jesus, your precious name.
Yes, Jesus.
Hey, glory be to God. Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Elder Allison said, wow. Blanche said, eye-opening. Amen. Elder Allison said, amen, Lord. Elder Donna said, help, Lord God. Elder Allison said, thank you for your reproof and chastening, Lord. Wanda said this. Wow. Wanda said, my God, how much you love me. You better believe it, Wanda. Oh, you're about to make me cry. That's all it is his love. My goodness, my goodness. When you receive like that, and you hear a message like that, that might expose something.
Yeah.
You got to know it's love. Oh, that's why Wanda, he says, I love them that love me. Ooh, mm-hmm. Glory be to God.
Glory.
He said, another scripture says, who can I speak to if my word has become a reproach unto you? That's not a reproach. That's a boost. That's a boost. It's a booster. Javon said, yes, Lord, burn the beams and kill the flesh. Help us die daily, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ, and having a readiness to revenge all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. Amen, 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 amen.
Hallelujah.
The big thing here was seeing how to get the changes I desire. It was huge for me to understand that. It was huge. It was massive for me to understand that I was ensnared. So the problem, in essence, is ensnared. It's not going to move. But when you see the hypocrite, when you see the stain itself, when you see that there's another character other than Christ there, it's hypocrisy. I hate to say it. No, I don't. It's hypocrisy. It is what it is.
Amen. Amen.
If it's not his character,
Amen.
It's hypocrisy. So no more opinions about why you can do this or why you can do that. No more self-advice, no more casting down imaginations. No more self-advising, no more self-reasoning. I speak deliverance over everyone that's under the sound of my voice. I speak the freedom from any and all hypocrisy. No longer will it reign. Grace will reign in its place. Influence will reign in its place. Divine influence, God's influence. And then the reflection will come. The reflection will come. Mm-hmm. No more, I hear you, Holy Spirit, no more muttered whispers. No more muttered whispers coming from the hypocritical spirit. No more muttered whispers that come and send subliminal messages to why you can do and why you should hold on to your opinion. No more muttered whispers.
Oh, Jesus.
That ensnare and entrap and stop the cause of Christ and stop the growth of faith. No more muttered whispers to give you strength to continue in unrighteousness. No more muttered whispers. No more. No more, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
No more.
Thank you, Lord.
You will not strengthen the cause of unrighteousness any longer. We stop muttered whispers. Possess this gate, Jesus. Possess the gate. Thank you, Master.
Thank you.
Thank you, Master. I just heard the Lord say, lift your hands to him right where you are. Just lift your hands to him. Mm-hmm. Beams are falling all over the place. Beams are falling. Pseudo post. Self advice. Falling. Falling. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Lord. I hear the Lord say you've enlarged your territory. You just lengthened your cords and you strengthened your stakes. You pulled back the curtains of your habitation in the spirit realm. You've increased in territory in the realm of the spirit where God can minister more, where God can influence more. You've increased your territory. You've increased your territory.
Hallelujah.
Your territory is just enlarged. Oh, Jesus. Oh, boy. Yes, Lord. Oh, the territory of your soul has just enlarged. Oh, yes, it has. Christ can dwell in a greater capacity. You've increased. Ooh, glory be to God. Ooh, Jesus. And there's nothing to hinder him. There's nothing to stop him. Ah, you've increased. Glory. Instruction can flow freely. You've increased. Yes. Oh, Jesus. Ha! Glory be to God. Oh, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Don't move for just another moment. Don't move. Don't move. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Freedom is about to reign like never before. Freedom is about to reign like never before. Yet, the Lord said this was a decayed brick in the wall. The spirit of hypocrisy was a decayed brick that was in the wall, and it's fallen. He's removed it. Ah, yes, Lord. Jesus. It was a decayed brick. There's been an exchange. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Amen, 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 Lord, amen. Amen, Jesus. Amen. Amen. Amen, Lord. Amen. 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 What a weight lifted. Amen. Amen, Jesus. You can sow your seed. You can give. The Spirit of God was ministering to me about our giving, that our giving should be done. And I'm going to begin to teach this probably on Thursday, how giving is even done at the post of his doors. It's giving in Malachi chapter 3 that the Lord said he would purge the sons of Levi, that they may offer an offering in righteousness. That when we recognize his righteousness or his temperament that's on us, we equate that with the fact that we are the righteousness of God. We are the righteousness of God. And it's by faith. But what we do is we plant under the acknowledgement of who we are. And it's an authentic acknowledgement because of it being authentic faith. And then authentic faith leads us to understand that we are under authentic righteousness. And we release from there. It's an offering acceptable. Our tithes are acceptable because of him being on us in the righteousness, or because we're in that place of righteousness that we can plant now, and it becomes pleasant to him. Then all of the covenant of giving is fully activated because of that. All of it is activated. So as you give today, when you release your first fruit, your tithe, or your free will offering, whatever you're going to give, acknowledge the fact that the temperament of the Lord is on you. And because of his temperament being there, you are now in the place of absolute righteousness. Take the time, my goodness, yes, Lord. He said, where I've chosen, he said, when I tell you where I've chosen to place my name, that's when you will come and bring me all the tithe and all of the first fruit and the free will offerings. Where I've chosen to place my name. The word name means character. If you recognize his character, that's when you plant. That's where he's chosen at that moment for planting. Because he always told them, where I've chosen to place my name, that's where you come and bring, and you'll give here. So recognize his name, recognize his character in you that's over you and in control, influencing you, and plant from there. We used to say we plant when we're quickened. It was God getting us used to coming into this place.
Man.
It was the beginning of right planting. And now, oh glory, because it's in that quickening that you transition anyway. It's in the quickening that you've been transitioned into his righteousness. Thank you, Jesus. So recognize before you release, recognize. Oh, his temperament's here. Recognize the ease that's on the atmosphere. Recognize. And then give. And all of the covenant of tithing and the covenant of giving and offerings will be fully activated. That's when he's talking about, prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts. Mm. Prove me. He says, see if I open up the windows of heaven. The word windows there actually means like a flute. Don't get me started. It means a flute. And so a flute means like where smoke goes out of. What the Lord told me, he said, I told you to bring you all the tithe into the storehouse. What takes place here is the storehouse. He opens, if the chimney's not open, the smoke is in the storehouse. The word storehouse means armory or treasury. And so we bring it here. But when we give in righteousness, the flute, the smoke leaves the room. You can see your provisions. You have vision to see God's provisions.
Amen. Amen.
And so God wants to open our eyes to let you know, I am your blessing. I am. He wants you to see. Because if you get to see it, guess what? Your faith takes off. And if faith takes off, there's the substance of what you've been hoping for. But he has to open. He said, I'll open the windows. I'll open the flute. I'll let the smoke go out the house. So you can see what I have in my treasury. You can see it with your eyes. And when you see it, oh boy, your faith is off and running.
Amen, God.
You see him as provider. You see him as Jehovah Jireh. You see him as the God that has all power. All of heaven and earth belong to him. You start to see. Now your faith is where it needs to be to become substance. So please give an offering in your tithe in righteousness from the acknowledgement. And we'll talk more about that on Thursday. Amen.